Well, hello and good day to you. This is a wonderful experience to share together of opening God's Word and letting the Lord Jesus and His life radiate upon us and the opportunities we have to be the true children of God in these late and last days of planet Earth. I'm Brother Jeff, and so glad you called. Let's go to John chapter 8 today. You know, this is considered to be, I think, what we call Independence Day, the 4th of July, the day in which America declared its sovereignty as part from Britain, and we became, as they call it, one nation under God. Well, you know, this is great that we've got a nation called America, United States of America. And it's great that we have the privileges and the rights, the things we do have. It is also a shame for the sins committed in our land, the millions of babies that are aborted a year, the homosexuality, the rape, the murder, the filth, the ungodliness, the abominable acts that are committed daily in our land. May God have mercy on us. Time is short. There will be a judgment day. America will not be a free nation forever. She will go into bondage or destruction faster than you think. And until that day, we can enjoy the blessings, but we realize they're going quick. So, you may want to declare your independence and boast in whatever you want to, but I really want to challenge your thoughts today with freedom. We talk about being free, but there are people in prison that have bars around them, but they're free on the inside. There are people on the street today that are not free, though they think they're free. They're bound. They're under the master of sin. Let's look at a few verses in John chapter 8. Let's start with verse 31. Then said Jesus to those Jews which believed on him, "If you continue in my word, then are you my disciples indeed. And ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free." Then he goes on to say in verse 34, "Verily, verily, I say unto you, whosoever committeth sin is the servant of sin." And he goes on to say in verse 36, "If the Son therefore shall make you free, ye shall be free indeed." You know, true freedom is not having a red, white, and blue flag, and the freedom to go to the lake, or the freedom to go to the movie, or the freedom to have what kind of car you want and how much money in the bank and how much land you can save up to buy. You know, that's not really freedom. Freedom is when mankind has a relationship with Jesus Christ through his cross, through his blood, through his resurrection, and we have power in our life through Christ to stop sinning and obey God. Freedom to obey God. You know, we have liberty as a word in the Bible. And people think liberty is just their right to sin and sin and sin. And that's farther from the truth than anything I know. The Bible tells you in Romans, how shall we continue in sin? Shall we continue in sin that grace shall abound? He said, God forbid. True freedom is victory over sin, over the world, the flesh, and the devil, and over the last enemy, which is called death. Because we have a master, and he's Jesus, and we don't live in sin anymore. A lot of people want to tell you that you'll sin every day. And I just want you to know today, you don't have to sin every day. You can have victory over sin. You can have victory through Jesus Christ. You can live a holy life. You can be free indeed. Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And when Jesus sets you free, you're free indeed. And I just want to challenge you with that today as everybody's shooting their fireworks and their glory and in their freedom to marry whoever they want to marry and sin however they want to sin and do whatever they want to do. I want you to know they don't have freedom if they don't have victory over sin. We can stop lying if we're liars. We can stop lusting if we're sex perverts or bound by these sensual desires. We can, if we're greedy, God can change our heart to where we're givers and not takers, and we're sharing and not hoarding. If we're overweight and obese, God can give us victory over gluttony and give us self-control to where we're no longer ruled by our flesh. We have a master, Jesus, who rules us, and he says, don't do that. He gives us power to resist the desires of our flesh. So may God's grace be with you, and may you truly be a free citizen today of the kingdom of God, because John chapter 8 says, "Ye shall know the truth, and the truth shall make you free. And if the Son, therefore, shall make you free, you shall be free indeed." People get their freedom from a lot of things, but I'm going to tell you there's only one to get it from, and that's the Son, Jesus Christ. If you're struggling with sin today, the Bible says you go into your closet and you shut the door and you pray to your Father in secret, and he will reward you openly. So many people want somebody to wave a magic wand over them to get the victory over their sin. But, oh, my friend, if you just bring it to God in a humble confession, in the behind the closed door of secrecy between you and God, I'm going to tell you, the Son will make you free. You'll be free indeed. You won't need a flag. You won't need a country. You won't need the Independence Declaration. You won't need a Liberty Bell. You'll just need the sound of triumph rings, because Jesus Christ has made us free from the law of sin and death. Bless you today. Let's be true citizens of the kingdom of God, who have liberty, who have life, who have freedom to stop sinning. God bless your day. If you'd like to leave us a message, 099 opens up our voicemail. We'd love to hear from you. Leave us a message. God bless you.